You can see when a child's sick, but when they're about to die, you can see that too. I've seen that, you know, I've seen that over the years, times I'm going, okay, this is what death looks like. I mean, no color, medical staff standing there with their hands up, crying with us. A little boy, lifeless, been fighting for days, say for instance, against who knows what. And you kind of start to see what death looks like because you're anticipating it's going to happen any moment. I don't even think we did anything Thanksgiving Day, really. I mean, I think we just kind of hung around the house. And that night, my cousin invited me over. And, you know, I went out and took Evan over to my cousin's house. And then I saw he'd gotten a little game with one of the kids where he was trying to throw the ball past the kid instead of to him. And so that was a lot of fun. He really had a great night. And so the next morning, I got up day after Thanksgiving, and the nurse is there, and we did our usual chit-chat. How did Evan do last night? And about 5:30 was her time to leave, so she left, and I went over to my computer, and it's a good time for me when I do my writing or check up on emails with other support groups with sick children. And I think maybe about 6 o'clock, I heard the alarms. And so I ran. I was down in the basement. I ran upstairs, and Evan's standing up. I look on the floor, and there's the blood pressure machine, the cuff and the little electronic, like a little tool that to keep him healthy. He had thrown it off the nightstand and thought that was pretty funny. So I signed to him no, and he wanted a toy, signed for a toy, so I gave him a little Christmas globe. Soon after, he heard the alarms again, and I come upstairs, and now his pulse oximeter is going off. And he's standing up, and I'm going, okay, you know, try to get all the alarms reset. And finally, maybe about 6:15, I can't remember what time exactly, the alarms are going off again. And I went upstairs, and I could hear Penny now was up, and she was coming downstairs. And we both met at Evan's room there. And I looked in there, and, you know, Evan was laying down, and I reset the alarms, and all of a sudden I'm thinking something doesn't look right here. You know, Evan was just up playing. Evan never goes back to sleep. You know, he's up, he's ready to rock. And I get my stethoscope out, and I put it on Evan's chest, and I just barely hear his heart beating. And I yelled at Penny, I go, oh my God, Penny, Evan just died, I think. And I don't even know why I could even say that, or how, why I would even have thought that. But it was like, maybe I'd seen it before, I don't know. I got Evan on the floor, and I'm doing CPR, and I got him on ventilation, so you become numb at that time. I mean, I guess you're just so shocked because Evan was doing so well. You know, how could have this happened? EMS guys come in, and right away, they're not doing nothing. And you're going, you know, they know something I don't know, or they know something I do know, that, you know, Evan's gone. The house started to fill up. People were coming in, crying. And we all started taking turns holding Evan. You know, Penny'd say, do you want to hold Evan one more time? And we really felt like we wanted to share Evan's life with everybody. We'd done it over all these years, all the joy that he'd brought to all these people. At one point, there must have been 20, 30 people in the house, and they said, well, why don't we get Evan up, pick him up, and let's take him into the kitchen area on the big kitchen island, and let's wash his hair for the last time. And as I watched that, the nurses and Penny's friends, all these women, standing around a little boy who had died, washing his hair, changing his clothes. You know, it's hard to talk about now, but at the moment, it really was a beautiful thing just to see no one crying, no one sobbing. Everyone working together to share in part of Evan's life, to share in part of Evan's death.